Emil. Happy Thanksgiving. A couple of days after, but hope you enjoyed it. So I've wrestled a little bit with the topic of this show, but in general, the schools that exist out there regarding ascension are few and far between. In fact, I don't know of any in the United States. Of course, in India, you could make an argument for certain places being that. I guess an ashram could fall into that degree, as long as they were, you know, the teacher was good. And then, of course, up in the Himalayas, there's definitely places. Vishuddhananda mentions, well, actually, there was videos put out about Vishuddhananda, and there was a bunch of them mentioned. They call them peeths, and they're often sort of secret, but they're described. There's a bunch of them described in these videos. One's called Kashiki Ashram. That one was really unusual. And then there's, of course, there's a secret city up there, which you can't get into unless they let you in. And that's obviously the best one, but good luck getting into there. You can try to get in etherically. I've had some success doing that. And Siddha Ashram, that's another name. I've had easier time getting into there. At any rate, I studied for 10 years at a school here in the States, and the teacher was very good. And I know from that experience what, you know, I have all sorts of understanding of how to make it to the higher realms. And there were two higher realms that apparently I made it to, and one was making it into the light, the other one was the great central sun. And that, yeah, so it's kind of a tricky thing because of all the nasty. There were people out there that weren't very good because they were grandfathered in by the founders who set it up. There was their children and their children's spouses, and the children didn't have to be on the path to be there. So they were really bad characters. Some of these people trying to take the place, especially one of the spouses, really bad. I mean, as bad as you could, I mean, without, you know, murdering people and this kind of thing, just horrendously bad characters. And yeah, they'd try to get rid of you. They'd set up plots and they'd try to frame you and get the cops involved, all sorts of stupid stuff. So the main thing is that you just have the ability to just simply swat people out of there. Just, you know, get the hell out of here or arrest your stupid ass if you don't get off the property, this type of thing. Because you just get morons out at these places if you're not careful. So you have to be able to get rid of them. You have to have the bylaws, you have to set up legally so you don't get screwed. But beyond that, they're great because you can, in this case, you can go forward very fast because the teacher knew what she was doing. The place was very pretty, and you worked on it and you went forward quickly. But it's kind of a little bit like, for me, I don't need it in one way, but in another way I do, because it's one of the easy ways to meet good people. And it's hard to find good people that want to be on this path that are serious. I was extremely hard to find them when I was there. The people had gone away because she had burned out on cooking big meals for them and just being this super generous character, because they weren't there really weren't that many serious ones, I guess, that showed up there. They were just there for a warm mother character who could, you know, help them, feeding them, all this stuff. But if they were serious, they would have stuck around on the intellectual side, trying to understand what she was talking about, even if she wasn't cooking meals for them and stuff. So when I was there, there was two people that had stayed there besides myself. Now, there were a number that would come and go, just short little one-day visits, basically, or maybe a couple days to visit. But and by and large, there was just two others. So and there are three people in 10 years that were serious. And one of them was already on a very high level, although she had a drinking issue. But that was because it wasn't a huge problem. It was just that she didn't really want to deal with her own power, and that's because of the past life, or maybe two or whatever, that where she had been, she had misused her abilities, basically, and she was afraid of her abilities, so she had a hard time going forward from this one place. But she was very well studied. She had all sorts of book knowledge, and she'd traveled to the East, even, you know, stayed in Hong Kong or at some ashram for a while. You know, it's just giving up everything and chasing these ashrams and different, you know, settings. But yeah, so she was quite unusual. And then there was a man that was there who was also on a high level. He was kind of mixed up from his work, and also one of his ex-wives. Well, he was mixed up from his childhood a little bit, and one of his ex-wives that tried to do him in. So, yeah, that was another one. But he was there for quite a while, and he was serious at times about the path. He'd really try to do different things. So we had two people in 10 years. So let's just say it's not, but this is out in the rural, you know, rural Arkansas. So, but there were little towns nearby, and one was sort of a metaphysical town. People would show up for healing springs, and this was Eureka Springs, to be specific. But so in all this time, there was two people, and then you had all these clowns that lived out there that shouldn't have even been there, but they were allowed to be there because of the founders who died, except for the one person that was remaining. And the kids of the founders and the spouses of those kids. So, and also the kids of those kids, they had teenage kids who also didn't, you know, none of them were on the path. They were all just using the place. So it was quite a scene. And fortunately, you still would go forward quickly in this setting, just because you were serious. And yeah, there's trials, but you feel yourself going forward quite quickly. So most of this just because of the teacher. The land did have something to do with it, but the teacher and what it was set up for had the most to do with it. And I would probably just, if I was to do this, I would probably just set it up like that. Just make it for for ascension and the and you know the stuff that goes along with that. Keep in mind, she didn't tell me to give up sex, but I was spiritually told I had to give it up to attain these higher levels. So I wrestled around with this and did do that. Although once I made it into the light, I realized that I didn't have those problems anymore. It wasn't a hindrance anymore. So I actually could go back to that if I wanted. But realistically, it hadn't, you know, it was very finding people when you're have already made it to a certain point is not a simple thing, because they're not on the path and they're not where you are. So you're always going to be sort of taking care of them unless they get there. So, you know, that can cause trouble in this society. And I go back and forth. Usually I realize that I'm going to go forward faster without that sort of thing. But I do oscillate on that one. So, but in general, yeah, at the school, it wouldn't be happening. So that would be something the person would have to come to terms with if they were to show up there. So yeah, that's kind of the ground rules of how that is. It's the Himalayas or another, anywhere in the world is possible to do this, as long as you can legally maneuver, you know, figure out the local laws and not get kicked out of the country for part of the, a lot of countries you can come, but you can't stay. So you have to, or you can stay part of the year, like 6 months of the year and this type of thing. So actually, it seems like this particular place in Arkansas, Berryville, Arkansas, to be specific, is probably the best location for such a place because of it, the way it was set up, and probably because of my attachment to it. The reality is these people are just greedy idiots that have control of this place, and all they care about is money in general. They pretend to be on the path, but it's a total joke. So the best thing is just to buy it out from them, and then you have control of it. Of course, this would take who knows how much money, you know, not that much in the grand scheme of things, but probably could cost 2-3 million. But you'd have to make sure you got rid of them, all of them. And they may have split it up a bit because they were talking about doing that. So you'd have to, you know, put it back together. But it was set up for high, high purposes, and you have Beulah's attachment to it, and I'm sure she would probably try to put that together. I don't really know. I don't know if it's the best thing, but it's certainly a beautiful spot, and it was set up by my teacher, who was mostly a incarnation of the Divine Mother, piece of that energy, because she embodied that, and that's actually who runs this planet, is the divine, runs everything. That's, if people don't realize, the yogis who have everything that most people would want, they actually pray to the Divine Mother, that as the highest goddess, the highest god, Shiva, Shiva prays to the Divine Mother. Everybody realizes it's the Divine Mother. So people think it's a father. It's not a father. The Divine Mother runs everything. The Divine Mother is the one that's coming for this planet. She's gonna set things right here. But anyways, that's what Beulah was. She was that energy, even though she didn't fulfill the supernatural side of things, mostly because she didn't get out enough. She thought she belonged there, and she didn't have a high enough opinion of herself. However, the energy is there nonetheless with her. That's her place. That's why it was set up, was because of her abilities. And I, like I said, I don't know that this is supposed to be redone, but as far as schools go, that's where I studied, and that's where it would, you know, that's where it would probably thrive again if it was redone. So, it could be done anywhere because I already have the teaching, so I know what I'm doing. I know how to. All you got to do is read people. You can tell. All you got to do is listen to their story. You know, are they what are they wrapped up in? Are they wrapped up in what games are they up to? Because everybody's up to something, so it's not hard to figure out what they're doing. Now, the past lives can be a little tricky because you wouldn't want to just force yourself into that. If it comes to you, you know, if you're one of these people that picks up on that, then you just, you know, you try to make sense of that. It can help a person to understand certain things. But mostly it's how they're living. It's how clean their lives are, what they're focusing on, and how much they're wrapped up in materialism, in the world, and how much resistance there is to studying good information. Basically, most people have a resistance to the really good stuff. It's either too foreign, like they think it belongs in another country, like they're not part of another country. That's not a reality for them. So they'll, maybe something about, you know, angels is more appropriate for them, or something like this. You know, you can't force it on them. You know, if they're not ready, they're not ready. Very few people are ready for big things fast. But if they bother to stick around at a place like this, then you know they're on a high level. So you have to give them, you have to give that chance, you know, put that chance out there and try to push that possibility at least. Most of the time it's, you know, if you live in a culture where you're just not expected to go, these things are not supposed to happen, then it's important that you have a group around you to support these thoughts, even if, you know, 95% of the population thinks you're somewhat crazy. It's obviously the opposite. They're a little lost if you're the only one that's capable of studying the true masters that exist here on the planet. I mean, obviously they're way off track. So that's the beauty of, and the certainty of having this information and all the facets of it at your disposal. You know, you may not know all of it, but you can get there. The information's, you can look up, you can open one book and it's sitting right in front of you. The only question is, are you able to integrate it? How far down the path are you? One book, Philosophy of Garaknath. If anybody doesn't think that that's real, just open it and see how hard it is to figure that one out. It's amazing. It's a beautifully written. More information in there than you're going to figure out in one lifetime. I can guarantee it. Grok-Noth, that understanding is on such a high level. His tapasya, where they go off and into seclusion for years and years and just go deeper and deeper, it's off the charts. You're not going to do that. If you do that, you're not going to do that here. There's no way you're going to do that in the United States. There's so many regulations and agencies that would try to stop you. There wouldn't be any way. Over there, at least it supports it. If the society doesn't support it, how is that going to happen? You just have one regulation after another that's going to stop you. You're going to be mentally, they're going to throw you, arrest you for vagrancy or some craziness like this. So, but you'd be off in the mountains. But still, the society is so materialistic bound that it's be impossible. Over there, it's not. This is a culture that's been going on for a long, long time. So anyway, this group mentality is very important that you have support over here. or wherever it is. I mean, most likely it would be here, since in the States, because that's where I'm legally allowed to be. Immigrating to other countries costs large amounts of money if you want it easy. I mean, if you want to not have red tape, the visas don't last very long. Like in Nepal, you can be there 6 months out of the year. India, some people can get these longer term visas, but you may not also. So yeah, it depends. It's a luck of the draw when you start trying to immigrate to other countries. You have to really have cash on hand to push your way through all the red tape. So most likely it'd be here in the States, and you just have a group of support. I mean, you basically have the right to. You know, we do have religious freedom here. There's all sorts of groups that, you know, they call them whatever they want to call them, but they are allowed to exist as long as they don't, get too out of control. And that wouldn't be happening here, because I just kick people out. You know, if they're not up to it, then they're gone. It's as simple as that. I don't care. I don't care if there's one person there. I don't care how many people are there. All that matters is that the people that should be able to study there are allowed to, and the rest can leave. I don't care. What does it matter? I was the only person. I was the only for vast quantities of the time I was at. There was only one other person there. So it's not about money. It's not about grandeur. It's just about opening it up to people that deserve it and can benefit. And I'll obviously benefit just from the support of having other people involved on the path. So that's pretty much what it boils down to. I just feel inclined to put that information out there, and it's well worth it. If there's any people that are serious, it's well worth it, because these people are hard to come by, In fact, you will almost never find them. I wouldn't know where to find them. You could go into New Age communities, a lot of places, but you won't find these people. If someone mentions the word ascension, that's one in a million. Like, if they're talking ascension, this almost never happens. I'm trying to make it to the levels of the ascended masters. You hear that come out of their mouth? Not going to happen. Now, if you start talking about ascension, they'd be like, may say, oh yeah, I'm trying to ascend. But specifically, that's my path. I'm on the path of trying to make it to the levels of the ascended masters. You're not going to hear that. So it's a rare breed, and it takes a certain amount of belief, understanding, and that's pretty much it. That's all you need is belief and the understanding that you may actually get there pretty fast, or you'll start feeling a lot different fast in a good way, and have more higher experiences leading that you, where you realize you're going up this ladder and making it into the realms of the masters, the great masters, where you literally are becoming an interdimensional being that has a huge potential. And everybody has this in them, and they don't realize it. They simply don't realize what the potential is. So, thanks to the great gurus, the great masters from the Himalayas that have come through, just a few stories that we have to pay attention to, like much like people pay attention to the Bible as though the Bible actually has a good handle on all this, which it doesn't. It's a convoluted mess. I don't know, half the time, no past lives in there. Original sin, you're stuck in sin. Where is this? This is garbage. There's no original sin. No such thing. So we have to study these masters. We have to get a handle on these Himalayan guys that give up stuff and chase this, and why they attain such high levels where they have Christ-like abilities. This is real. This is for everyone. This isn't for one person. It's absurd. People need to really get their heads out of the sand if they want to have any chance at a real life here. Realize that this is possible. This is a science. It's laid out perfectly clear in many stories based on their actions. But if you want it spelled out in very scientific terms, you have to study the Garaknath teachings, because it's spelled out very, very clearly there. And I don't care if you don't know who Garaknath is, if you don't know who Pilot Baba, any of these people, who the hell cares what you know? You think you know something here in the States? You don't know shit compared to this stuff. So, you know, try to wake up. Try not to think that you know so much just because you can turn on a stupid television and watch some people running down a field, and you can blow up some countries and make yourself feel like you're so strong. That's total nonsense. You're not strong because of that. That's weakness. It's putting your head on something that doesn't even mean anything. It's backwards of the truth. Your country is not so wonderful. And if you're not studying this stuff, you're still, and it doesn't matter where on the planet you are, you're not in some wondrous place. Even if you're not in this wild country, you're still in some place that isn't this. It's not a high place if you're not studying this stuff. Anyway, that's pretty much it. Ascension Gear, not the number 9@gmail.com is my address. Blessings. I really hope that this gets out there in a constructive way. And I, like I said, if one person came forward that was ready for this stuff, I'd be thrilled, because it's a great blessing to humanity. And that's it. Have a nice night or rest of your day.